All right, so today we're gonna dive into this case. It's the Inra Milton Hershey School Trust case from 2002.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really fascinating
Yes.
because it puts this like huge chocolate empire up against the state attorney general.
That's right. It's Hershey versus the Pennsylvania AG
Yeah,
and a
exactly.
real clash of the titans. And it gets to the heart of this question, how do we balance the management of these big charitable trusts with what's considered to be, the public interest?
Yeah, and I think for anyone listening who's maybe, in law school or just trying to figure out how all these forces work in the real world, like finance and the law, this case is it's a great example of that because you've got trustee responsibilities, right?
Right.
Butting up against government oversight
Absolutely.
with tons of money at stake and a whole community that could be
Yeah,
affected.
you're talking about potential job losses,
Yeah.
the whole local economy, even the fate of this like iconic American company.
Yeah, it goes way beyond like basic charity
Oh,
law.
yeah.
We're talking about corporate control and, what does public interest even mean in a situation like this?
Exactly.
So to kick things off, the Hershey Trust, they wanted to sell their controlling stake in Hershey Foods, right?
Right, they were looking to diversify their assets.
Which on the surface makes sense, right?
Yeah, I mean, generally that's considered a prudent financial strategy.
Spread the risk.
Exactly.
But the Pennsylvania Attorney General, they weren't having it.
Not at all.
They took this really bold step.
They did.
They went to court to stop the sale before it even happened.
That's right, they filed for a preliminary injunction.
Yeah, and that's a pretty big deal, right?
Oh, yeah, it's like hitting the pause button.
Yeah.
Before the deal can even go through, so the court can take a closer look.
And that preemptive move by the Attorney General, that became a huge point of
It's
contention.
huge, absolutely.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit and get some context here.
Sure.
Milton Hershey, he founded this school for orphans back in 1909.
Amazing legacy.
Yeah, it was a huge act of philanthropy. And the trust that he set up, their main asset, was this big 71.5% ownership stake in Hershey Foods Corporation.
Right, so they weren't just managing some stocks and bonds. They basically controlled a major American company.
Yeah, so by 2002, the trustees were probably thinking, okay, all our eggs are in this one basket.
Exactly. And even though it's Hershey's we're talking about, that's still a lot of risk.
Yeah.
Diversification is just, finance 101.
So if diversifying makes sense financially, then why did the Attorney General try to block it?
Well, that's where this idea of public interest comes in.
Okay.
The Attorney General argued that selling off control of Hershey Foods wasn't just a financial decision.
Right.
It could have these huge ripple effects for the whole Pennsylvania community.
Like what kind of effects?
Well, think about it. What if the new owners decide to move operations out of state?
Oh yeah, job losses.
Exactly, job losses.
Economic impact.
Yeah, a real blow to the region. And Hershey had this long history of supporting the local community, with philanthropy and charitable donations. What happens to all that if the company changes hands?
So the AG was saying this is about more than just the trust's bottom line.
Exactly. They were saying this is about the people,
The livelihood.
the community that Milton Hershey himself was so dedicated to.
And how did the trust respond to that?
They basically said, hold on, we're the trustees. We have a fiduciary duty to manage these assets responsibly.
Right.
They thought the AG was overstepping.
Okay.
They said, we haven't even done anything wrong yet. We're just exploring our options.
And one of the judges in the case actually called the AG's move radical,
He did.
which kind of shows you how unusual this whole thing was.
Yeah, it's definitely not your everyday legal battle.
Okay, so we've got the trust wanting to sell the AG, trying to stop them.
High stakes.
What are some of the big legal ideas that are at play here?
Well, one of the big ones is this thing called a parens patriae doctrine.
Okay, break that down for me.
It's Latin. It basically means parent of the state. And it gives the attorney general this power to step in and protect the public interest, especially when you're talking about things like charities or vulnerable people.
So the AG was like the protector of Pennsylvania.
That's right. They were saying we have to look out for the community and the kids who benefit from the Milton Hershey School.
Interesting. So parens patriae, that's one big idea. What else?
Well, to get a preliminary injunction, the AG had to convince the court that there was a real risk of harm,
Okay.
like serious harm, that couldn't be undone later. And they also had to show that their case against the sale had a decent chance of winning in the end.
So it's not like they had to prove everything beyond a shadow of a doubt at this stage.
Right. It's more about showing that there's enough evidence to justify putting things on hold.
Gotcha.
And the third big legal concept is this tension within trust law itself.
Okay.
On the one hand, you've got the prudent investor rule.
Which is diversify.
Right. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. But then you've got this idea of donor intent.
Honoring Milton Hershey's wishes.
Exactly. And in this case, those two things were kind of at odds with each other.
So the court had to figure out how to balance those competing interests.
Exactly. And they were split on how to do that.
Oh, really? So it wasn't a unanimous decision?
No. There was a majority opinion and a dissenting opinion.
Okay. So tell me about the majority opinion. What did they say?
The majority sided with the attorney general.
Okay.
They said this case was unique because of the huge impact Hershey has on the community.
Yeah.
And they were worried that if the sale went through, there would be no way to fix things later.
The genie's out of the bottle.
Exactly.
So they said the potential harm to the community was big enough to justify the AG stepping in.
That's right. They said the state's interest in this case was really strong, even though it meant kind of limiting the trust's usual freedom to make financial decisions.
Okay, that makes sense. What about the dissent? What did they say?
Well, the dissenting judge thought the AG was way overreaching.
Really?
He said it was like the AG was trying to act as a co-trustee, but without any real legal authority to do so.
Because the sale hadn't even happened yet.
Right. He was worried about setting a bad precedent.
Okay.
Like, what if this means that the AG can just interfere with any big financial decision a charity makes, even if there's no evidence of wrongdoing?
Yeah, that could make things really difficult for charities.
Exactly. He thought it could create a lot of uncertainty and make it hard for them to manage their assets effectively.
So you've got these two very different perspectives.
Yeah. A real legal tug of war.
What happened in the end?
The majority opinion won the day.
Okay.
The injunction was upheld. The trust didn't sell their shares. And to this day, Hershey's headquarters are still in Pennsylvania.
So in a way, the AG's gamble paid off.
It did.
They achieved their goal of keeping Hershey's in the community.
They did.
This whole case is fascinating because it shows how even a seemingly simple financial decision can turn into this huge legal battle.
Absolutely. And it raises some really big questions about the role of charitable trusts in society.
Yeah, like how much autonomy should they have and how much oversight is appropriate?
Right. Is it enough for a trust to just follow the letter of the law? Or do they have a broader responsibility to consider the impact of their actions on the community?
And what about the AG? How far should they go to protect the public interest?
Can they step in and block a deal before it's even done? Or should they wait until there's clear evidence of harm?
This case really makes you think.
It does. It shows how complex these issues can be.
Yeah.
And there are no easy answers.
Yeah. And it highlights this tension between the rights of private organizations and the power of the state.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that even in a free market system, the government still has a role to play in protecting the public good.
That's a great point. And I think it's something for all of us to consider as we navigate this increasingly complex world.
Absolutely.
Well, that's our deep dive into the Inra Milton Hershey School trust case.
Fascinating case.
It really is. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See you then.